think the first thing to note is that in this particular matter, both the United States and the federal government of Nigeria are on the same. The United States government has declared both the Boko Haram and the Ansaru as global terrorist organizations. On the 4th of June this year, the Nigerian government also proscribed the organization, the Boko Haram, and officially labeled the Boko Haram a terrorist organization. So both countries, both governments, are on the same page effectively. Now, the Boko Haram, guilty of crimes against humanity, as even the International Criminal Court main prosecutor, Fatih Bensouda, had pointed out earlier in the year. So for the Nigerian government, this is a welcome and instructive development, and it provides further opportunity for deepening the existing collaboration, if you like, the cooperation between both countries in dealing with this scourge of terrorism and insurgency.
What does this designation do in Nigeria's quest to thwart these violent activities perpetrated by these groups against unarmed Nigerian civilians?
Well, I think that it reinforces the position of the Nigerian government, and particularly of President Jonathan, that terrorism is not a local phenomenon restricted to Nigeria. Rather, it is a global phenomenon, it is a global challenge, and that to put an end to terrorism, to insurgency, to the proliferation of small arms and light weapons, is something that requires the cooperation of the international community. It's something that requires concerted action on the part of the international community. What has happened is clearly a demonstration of that, that terrorism, wherever it exists, is a threat not just to the immediate community, but a threat to the entire world and the whole of humanity. You must know that the Jonathan administration had before now, in fact, declared a state of emergency in the three states in the Northeast. Because even inside Nigeria, you know, the threat of terrorism is restricted to a section of the country, just about three states in the northeastern part. And that declaration of state of emergency was only recently again renewed for another period of 6 months. And the security agencies in Nigeria have shown great capacity in containing this scourge, in routing the terrorists, in displacing them, in making it impossible for them to continue to challenge the sovereignty of the Nigerian state. So what the United States has done is an expression of further support for what the Nigerian authorities are doing, and a clear indication indeed that, you know, tackling terrorism is a global responsibility.
The U.S. government has pledged its support to help with this fight against terrorism, especially in Nigeria. With the designation, what level is the cooperation between the two nations?
Well, you recall that recently when President Jonathan met with President Obama, it was one of the issues that he discussed. And that is already in the public domain, that both Abuja and Washington will work together to make sure that terrorism does not continue to pose a threat to human progress in Nigeria or in any other part of the world. So there is that existing understanding. And I think that what has happened now just takes it further. However, you know, the concern, of course, among ordinary Nigerians, and in this regard, I'm not necessarily expressing the view of government, the view of ordinary Nigerians, is that, you know, whatever measures the United States takes does not extend to ordinary, innocent Nigerians who, you know, for the most part, the majority of Nigerians are peace-loving people. The threat of terrorism in Nigeria is isolated, and ordinary Nigerians will not expect, you know, to be targeted either for immigration reasons or for other reasons on the basis of this declaration by the United States authority. Relationship between Nigeria and the United States remains strong in every respect.
What do you say to critics who say the government or President Jonathan's plans to curb this terrorism, especially the Boko Haram threat, has not worked, and that he has not been able to carry out the mandate enshrined in the Constitution, which is to protect Nigerians. What do you say to such criticisms?
That would be an incorrect assessment. I think a fair assessment will be in the form of the commendation of the efforts of the Jonathan administration to ensure the security and welfare of all Nigerians, as well stated in Section 14 of the Nigerian Constitution. And with regard to the threat of terrorism, you will recall that before the declaration of the state of emergency, at least three states in Nigeria were under a state of siege. The people lived in a state of perpetual fear. The terrorists appear to be having free reign, terrorism being a new phenomenon around here. But since the declaration of that state of emergency, the security agencies were constitutionally empowered, legally empowered, to confront the threat head-on. And I think that a lot of success 6 months down the line has been recorded, and the administration deserves nothing but commendation. Normalcy has returned to the three states. The curfew that was imposed in many parts of the state has been lifted. Normal life has returned. The threat of terrorism has reduced. There was a time in this country when virtually on a weekly basis, there was one explosion or the other involving the loss of lives. That has reduced. I think that the security agencies and the intelligence agencies deserve commendation in terms of how they've been able to work as an effective and efficient architecture in ensuring that insurgency and terrorism is frontally combated. So an assessment to the contrary will be most unfair to President Jonathan and to the administration, and will fly effectively, of course, in the face of the support that the administration is receiving from other countries of the world. The fact that other countries of the world are providing support is an expression of confidence, indeed, in the commitment, you know, and the determination of the Jonathan administration to deal with this threat, which is a threat not just to Nigeria, but to the international community. And I think that that much was made clear in the statement by the Americans.
What is the government message to Nigerians, especially in the face of these designation by the U.S. government?
Well, the message of the Nigerian government is clearly that, again, the responsibility for dealing with the threat of terrorism is a collective responsibility. Terrorism is not, part of the Nigerian culture or character, but it is a problem that we're having to deal with. And all citizens and all friends of Nigeria have a responsibility to support the Nigerian government to deal with this cause. The Nigerian government is committed to peace and stability, because it is only in an environment of peace and stability that the administration's transformation agenda can be realizable on a sustainable basis. And I think that this administration has enough buy-in across all sections of the society on this matter. And that was why when President Jonathan declared the state of emergency in the affected three states in the northeast, he received overwhelming support from Nigerians, including the legislature. And that is why also when he decided to renew the state of emergency, the support has been equally overwhelming, because the people of Nigeria are committed to peace, national stability, security, and progress.